Welcome to your 8-minute motivation, brought to you by Magical Women and Money, the membership. Hi, beauties. So for your 8-minute motivation today, I really want to remind you that you are so deeply guided, that you are taken care of, that you can surrender. And actually, as I say this, I'm speaking this to myself as well. We are in such an intense time right now, and it can feel like the world, it can either feel very lonely. We can feel like the world is in such deep turmoil. I mean, in many, it is. But I want to also remind you that there is guidance right now, and there is perfection in all of this somehow, even if we cannot see it now, that there is always something bigger at work guiding us home as individuals and as a collective. And I really believe in that. I really believe that even though we can feel alone and we can feel lost and buried in our challenges, that there is a divine plan and like a perfect structure to absolutely everything in our lives. And so my reminder for you right now is just very simply that you are guided, my love. I'm not sure if you got to listen to my incredible interview with spiritual medium Erica Gabriel, but this can be such a powerful time. Lean into your divine spirit team. I believe that was what she had mentioned, that we have a team on the other side of beings and energies and angels that want to take care of us and guide us. And I've heard this concept many times before. I think there's a Wayne Dyer quote. I've been very into Wayne Dyer lately and listening to him nonstop for so many reasons. I suggest listening to Wayne Dyer on YouTube anytime and every time you feel like you would like just a dose of empowerment and humor and just a reminder that you're taken care of. And I believe Wayne Dyer said that if we knew who walked beside us in the unseen, we would never be afraid again. We would just bear the remarkable, exquisite light of our hearts and our souls through any challenge and any situation. And something that God universe reminds us as we move through really intense times, whether as a collective or as individuals, we get reminded that there is not only a bigger plan, but most of all, we get reminded of our own strength. And we get to choose what we do with these times. We get to choose what we do with our own challenges. And so with that being said, if you knew who walked beside you, your angels. I was studying about Archangel Metatron the other night. It was right before I went to sleep. And it just made me feel so taken care of and reminded that there is such benevolence and beauty in this universe that wants to see me thrive and that I'm supported. And so I remind you, my angel, to lean in to your divine spirit team, lean into your guides, your angels, ask for signs from the universe. Since all of this started, I have been seeing hummingbirds nonstop. I had a phone interview a couple weeks ago, and as me and the interviewer were speaking, we were talking about what's going on and all the intensity, et cetera, et cetera. But then as soon as we were speaking about it, that hummingbird just was cruising around this cute little shrub outside of my window. And I was like, oh my God, there's a really fat hummingbird. That's really cute. I've never seen one that big. He's like very well fed. And we had such a laugh about it. We're like, how is he flying? This is too cute. And I see those things as guidance and support. What are your signs? Are you looking for them? Look for them. Whatever we seek, we find. Whatever we're looking for, we find. So if you are looking and seeking for the ways that God universe is showing up for you, for the abundance in your life, for the ways that even if you're moving through it right now, that there is still love and light, even if it feels like tiny glimmers at times. Maybe this message is a sign for you. Whatever it may be, look and seek out those ways that you are guided, that you are being reminded that you're taken care of, because you are, babe. We are a part of nature, and nature is inherently abundant and it moves through cycles. So there's winter and then there's summer. There's fall and there's spring. They balance and cultivate equilibrium. If we lived in an eternal spring, we would get sick of it. If we lived in eternal winter, we would get sick of it. And with that being said, also look around not only at the cycles of nature and the guidance that she provides, but also look at the abundance inherent in nature, the grains of sand on this earth, the leaves that fall from the trees and only to grow again, a flower's beauty and then her decay, and how she returns to the earth only to nourish the soil and nourish the beings of the soil and the dirt. You are guided and you are taken care of. And I really want you to remember that and rest in that. So I'm going to go ahead and pull our card. And I love you so much. And thank you for joining me as always. So our card today is Kuan Yin. Oh, I love this. It said that when she was moving towards the center to enlightenment, she heard cries of the world's suffering and turned back to help not only ease our pain, but also to help us remember our divinely compassionate nature. What's one thing you can do today to be compassionate to yourself and to those around you? Kuan Yin is with you, sending gentle waves of loving, compassionate, peaceful energy into your heart and your spirit. She's also helping you smooth out any rough edges in your life and relationships. Call upon her when you are seeking gentle guidance. Oh my gosh. And perspective on a problem you're experiencing. Well, being that this 8-minute motivation is you are always guided, and Kuan Yin showing up for us through the cards, reminding us to seek her gentle guidance and to seek the gentle guidance of the universe. You know, you can ask the universe for your lessons and your evolution to also be gentle on you. You can ask for that and then seek and look for the answer and the response. I love you so much. I pray that this 8-minute motivation has served you. I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you feel that this message could heal, inspire, or transform someone in your life, please share it with them. You're also welcome to tag me or DM me. I love to hear from you and how these are impacting your life experience. Just on Instagram, @Natalia_Benson. Love you so much. I'll see you next week.